Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast. I'll be your host tonight, David Krennan, and we actually have a new player joining us, Mr. Tom Fonz. You might know him from Crit Juice, where he plays the Dragonborn Gub. If not, buckle your seatbelts, because he's a great player. And that's about it, so let's get right into it. Here we go! She's pounding on your back.
Robot friend, you have those grenades. We can make our own door in the back.
Very true. My thought is, Neanderthal man, you can put Karen Allen on your back or hold her. We can escape.
Who's Karen Allen?
Neanderthal man.
Adara. You can call me Adara.
It's MJ. Neanderthal man. It takes so much longer to say.
This guy gets it.
You, I'm getting that gun. I want that fiver.
You don't touch this gun. This is an heirloom.
Is there? There's no timer mechanism on these concussion grenades.
Not really. It's kind of a throw and they blow up.
Great. My thought is, get Adira.
Adara. It's Adara.
Let
me down.
You look
now.
So much like Karen Allen. I just can't help it. MJ, I think you can carry Adara out, and we can concussion grenade out the back door, and maybe while we exit out, we can throw a concussion grenade over to the front door when they start to open it and be like, "Oh, sorry, bitches."
I like the way you think.
It's an excellent plan. I look forward to supervising it.
Can we actually do a perception check to see if there is a back
here
door
to eat
before
snacks.
We make our own?
Yes,
he's
go ahead and make a perception.
He's just here to eat snacks.
And stop.
Can I have two greens?
And stop the Empire.
Yeah, exactly.
Two
greens,
one purple.
Man.
Thank you,
it's like the underwear gnomes. Phase one. Snacks. Phase two. Question mark.
Before you blow a door up, I get one success and advantage. Is there a back door already in existence?
You've been here before. No back door.
All right.
He keeps the only really other way in and out was that is an air vent that he would like sneak out through if he needed to get out.
Those creepy arms. Uh-huh. I said inside my head is not to upset the Wookiee.
Joopy.
That now being said, it's gonna be hard to get a calamari through an air vent.
That's a nice way to say it. It's gonna be impossible.
Right.
Yeah. It's gonna be hard to get him through.
Over at the entry door, the door goes and shuts back down. Almost had it. Come on.
Okay. So Dam's gonna get close enough where he can get a good shot, but he's smart enough to be able to duck behind some weird alien stuffed head that he can get some protection from the blast radius.
Okay. And there's tons of junk in here. In fact, if anyone was looking for weapons or equipment or anything like that, this might be a good place to search through. Let me down, help! Shouts Adara as you continue to ignore her and just carry around on a Wookiee. So Dam's standing there with his concussion grenade out. MJ steps in. GM intrusion. The door opens, snaps open. I guess you were trying to do the most to stop the door, Dam. So Dam, 2 points to you, and you get to award 2 points to someone in the group.
I give 2 points to MJ.
They both have their guns out, and you can see that there's one guy in the front who's messing around with the door. The guy in the back is on his comm going, "Backup, repeat, we need backup." Everybody roll initiative. That'll be vigilance, since no one was ready for that to happen.
Remember, I'm right by the door.
I'll let you roll vigilance or cool, your choice.
MJ, one success.
Okay, so it sounds like the order is Gippy, MJ, Dam, and Lorik. Okay, and then my guys at the door, who just got the door to snap open. Okay, the security guards get the drop. They both drop down, whip out heavy blaster pistols out, and who would be the most obvious target in this room here? Gippy, I think you're the largest target, but I think you're so jaw-dropping that people would, like, in the same way that, like, if a polar bear bashed through the door right now, I would go, what?
They would assume I'm some sort of taxidermy, non-calamari creature that was found.
They don't have a conceptual space to process you, so they would overlook you.
They're not certain that I'm alive, because I'm pretty still. I'm just wheezing gently.
So I'm going to shoot at the droid standing there holding the bomb that's about to go off, going, doo-doo-doo-doo. They open fire with you with heavy blaster pistols. Pew, pew! Come shooting into the room. And let's use one of these to upgrade. Ooh. Okay, 8 points of damage. You take a blaster pistol shot to the chest, and then, but that knocks you backwards a step because they've got three advantage on it. Give the other guy a better shot. Hit and two advantage, 8 damage. And two advantage, they knock the concussion grenade out of your hand as you like. You take both shots in the arm. You fumble the concussion grenade, which hits the ground and rolls. Like just a short distance.
It wasn't triggered though, I assume, right?
That'd been more of a despair result. Okay, so I used 2 points, 2 hits, hit damn. You're staggered backwards. The concussion grenade slips out of your grip and rolls across the floor. Okay, so you guys see it like roll under one of these like it rolls under like a giant moose head, except the moose has 3 eyes, just like laying on the ground in the corner.
All right, I just want to be like, here's your fire. It's like, please, here's your fire. We're here. We're the investigation team. We're here waiting for any people of ill manner that were going to happen by on this crime scene.
Pretty tall tale. What have they seen you when they rolled up when the door was open a minute ago?
Yes.
Okay. So
I don't imagine they would miss me.
Yeah. All right. 3 purple and 2 black.
Can I spend a light side point?
Absolutely. And let's go ahead and add a red in there. I'm going to flip that back to a light side. So I'm going to upgrade. So
we really don't want this to happen. All right.
I'm looking forward to a despair coming up on it. It seems like a tough roll.
Yeah, I did not succeed. 1 failure and 2 threat is my final.
They barely even favor that with their response. They go, he's alive? Oh! Get that thing!
That was my action. My maneuver is to jump behind something. It was basically it's just like into whatever junk is to my left.
There's enough junk in here that you can actually get total cover and get out of sight just by moving a little bit.
Great. So MJ's going to run and swoop the concussion grenade off the ground.
One of them at least is inside. The other one's probably... comes in right behind them, so they just enter the doorway.
So they're both in.
Yeah, they don't seem to see you at all.
Okay, great. I wonder if I should plan C them.
I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, Tango and Cash. Would it be possible for me to pick up the grenade, stuff it down the front of the guy's pants, and kick him back out through the door?
Absolutely.
Great.
So you'll have to spend your maneuver to grab the grenade, and then you want to stuff it down his pants. So also, if you take 2 strain,
okay.
So yeah, if you take 2 strain, I'll let you grab it, and then we'll make a melee attack to jam it down his pants, and then
I want to kick him into the other guy so they fall in.
We'll see how many successes you get.
Great.
We'll see what happens. So yeah, you rush out. You see the thing rolled pretty close. So you dart out. Look out to your left. Their heavy blasters pivot towards you, just as you grab the grenade. And then roll your melee check. Better make it 2 purple, but I'll give you a boost since they have no idea you're there. Grab the grenade. It's like in slow motion. They go, what?
And I'm going to do a...
You're flipping a point?
Yep.
Okay. Upgrade to a yellow. You shout anything as you do it?
Yeah, he just smiles. Damn!
As you look at damn?
No, I just look at them. I say, kind of dickish.
Triumph.
I see a triumph.
He's not having children.
4 success and a triumph. Any threat?
No threat.
Threat cancels out.
Everything cancels out.
Well, that worked out really well. You come up slow motion. Their blasters come around. And then you just, underneath the barrel, grab their elastic waistband. You wouldn't think it would have been an elastic waistband with a double-breasted suit like I described.
But you gotta save money somewhere, right?
Yeah. Weird. Yeah, drop the concussion grenade. The guy just looks down, and then you foot comes up right in the crotch.
No, right into the chest. I want to slam him, kick him. So I don't want to kick the grenade, lose a leg. I want to kick him right back into the other one, away from us.
Triumph easily enough to do that with those successes. Yeah, right in the chest, slams into the guy behind him. They both go, whoa, stumble, couple steps back out through the doorway. The door is still open. I believe the grenade goes off at that point. There's a explosion. It's the concussion grenade. So one guy, no chance of survival. There's no way I can slice that.
There's going to be non-lethal until they shot. Damn.
How many successes? 4?
4.
Yeah, one guy is just Bloom! Like, the first guy, just the concussion grenade goes off and just blow, like, body chunks everywhere. The second guy, killed by that as well, I think. Just splash him backwards against the wall. So, yeah, they stumble backwards. The guy looks down for a second and then just, boom, his torso's gone. The guy behind him, his entire lower legs are gone. Just... the whole front of your body is just splattered with blood and little chunks of, like, former human just...
Would it be possible? I wanted to not look at the explosion to be cool, like to look at everybody.
Did the sunglasses come down?
No, they didn't. I should have said something better than damn. You like, it's confusing. Chance. Like, did he mean.
No,
in
it's not confusing.
They don't know your name.
I got it. I got it. It was like, it? Damn. Like, yeah. It
sunglasses
was like...
are coming over. Threat seems to be temporarily nullified. So, well done on a triumph with the grenade, sir. That blows them up.
MJ.
If one of you would kindly wake Gippy up, that would be...
He fell asleep?
I think watching two men explode together, my blood rage probably subsided, so maybe I put the lady down.
Yeah, she's probably... You're facing the explosion, so she's facing away from it. So she's still banging on your flanks, but you turn around like to let her down, and she sees...
I'm just like...
the rain of body parts still, and she goes,
and I'm covered.
You let her down. Who are you people? What was that? You just killed two security corp. So you're okay in my book. They're corrupt bastards on this planet.
They were.
The sunglasses like a second hair come down.
I'm sorry, but MJ's on a roll.
Are you all right?
I'm great, buddy. Hey, MJ from now on stands for my jam.
Changing
my name.
Yeah, sunglasses are going up and down. All across the different, yeah.
Everybody's sunglasses going up and down.
So many stupid Oakleys going
up. I'm sorry, I was woken up by the loud sounds of servo motors. It appears all of our glasses are malfunctioning.
That's the one noise you can't sleep through.
Yeah.
The security forces on this... mudball of a planet are assholes, and I've been manhandled by them more times than I can count.
After being manhandled by the Wookiee.
And you're an asshole.
You're an asshole!
And I'd be upset with you, but god damn it, I can't stay angry at a Wookiee.
That's alright.
I like the Wookiees.
Hello.
I like I'm a sure Wookiee. They're gonna. The backup's gonna be here soon. Like, everyone's
Adara. Adara. I'm sure the cavalry is in tow. Do you have a safe haven or possibly a place that we could go to?
Yes, somewhere private where we can continue to talk about your strange and yet erotic proclivities.
I don't know why I'm saying this, because you seem to be a gang of violent murderers. As far as I can tell, you've killed the man who owns the shop, and now
you killed the man who owned the shop.
I brought my antique blaster here to be looked at because he's a purveyor of antiquities.
That doesn't prove that we're guilty of murdering him. We were here.
That's very true. And they deserved to die, as far as I'm concerned. But that doesn't answer the question of what happened to Doopy.
What's Doopy's first name?
You're asking me what Doopy's first name is?
Yeah.
I don't think... You know what Doopy's first name is.
I do.
I'll write it down.
And I barely knew the fool.
Jonathan Doopy.
Yes.
Okay.
I had been coming to for several months now, trying to get a firing pin for my gun, okay? It doesn't even matter. I don't know why I'm telling you this. Look, the way I see it, I owe you at least one for getting me out of this. What was going to be... You're not getting that fiver. Look. I can't hang around here. There's going to be more security forces shortly. Come see me tonight, and we can talk about this a little more. Find me at Lucky Day Tours. You can't miss it. It's a nightclub casino, outskirts of town. Find me there. Maybe we can talk about this a little more.
That used to be the Lucky Womp Rat.
The what?
The Lucky Womp Rat. It was a fine establishment, all sorts of unique cuisine and different ladies.
It's...
I believe it changed ownership. I don't know. This was This is about 40 years ago.
Oh, man.
He's
asking about an old strip club. This is what this man is spending his time with doing. Wow.
She turns back to the droid and goes, here's my... Just, if I see tonight, great. If not, have a good life. I appreciate it. I owe you at least one, but hey, if you want to forget about it, that's fine. She backs out, gets out of the place and goes, catch you later. Mm-hmm. Out to the street.
Yep. Still got it.
Oh, man.
We need to leave. Do you need to get anything off the computers?
Yeah, I would, if I could, do a quick scan and get any vital information.
Give me a computers check. Two purple to crack through the system. Great. Here. Are you trying to do it more quickly than usual?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I will try to do it with two blacks, which is like 5 minutes.
Yeah, about 5 minutes. Okay.
Does that sound good? Or do we want to get out in a minute?
You radio back and say it was... Is that worth it?
Oh, possibly.
The cop speeder cars is sitting outside.
So should I try and tell them everything's fine?
Yeah, I don't have good deception. So you want to do that.
Okay, so you're gonna go for the 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And do you have purple in there?
Yeah, two purple, two
okay.
black.
There you go. And wow, three yellow. Great. Okay. And meanwhile, you're going out to the car. So you have to walk through a lot of blood and guts, but you get out to the car.
Yeah.
The concussion grenade shattered one of the plastic glass windows, but it's comms intact.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll whatever skill you think would be appropriate.
All right. So I can be like, hello, this is
deception.
This is
it sounds
Mondo,
like
Mondo 304. I'm here. I look at the badge of one of the guys. And what's his name?
Guy's name is Draco Dirtero.
This is Draco Dirtero of the security forces. I'm just calling because we had to use a concussion grenade in order to subdue the suspects here. But we don't need any further backup. We're all fine.
How are you?
Everything's fine.
Yeah. How are you?
How'd that computer's check go?
Four successes and three threats?
Yeah. Okay, so four successes and three threats.
Any information that would be related to last... interactions that Doopy made, anything related to the artifact.
Okay.
And just any sort of thing that would pop up was like, oh, that's interesting. That's weird. And basically the last few weeks I'm really going through.
Yeah, you managed to find... there's not much, and it's encrypted in, one subfolder, but you managed to start cracking through the encryption. Mm-hmm. You definitely find a file where it's like, this could be it. Yeah, so you start slicing through it, and, decrypting it. However, as you do so, threat activates, which in this case is... I think we're just going to do this as strain on your system as you rush, as you try and do this, as you're, really pushing yourself to your limits. So go ahead and take... We'll do two strain on your system as you go into that.
Okay.
Two successes.
Concussion grenade use has been registered. We'll be sending a cleanup crew out as soon as possible.
Oh, okay. No, actually, we've got that under control. I love cleaning things. It's one of my favorite things to do.
You son of a bitch, Deitaro.
I know, I'm a neat freak. It's just one of the perks of the job for me to salve my OCD through cleaning up the gore of offenders.
Are you... You have a head cold, Deitaro? You don't normally sound quite so nasally.
It's not so much a head cold. I got a bit of viscera from the recently exploded perpetrators lodged in my sinuses.
Sorry, could you repeat? Some perpetrators have been killed?
It's hard to tell at the moment. You'll see in our report. No reason to silly worry down.
Better make another deception check.
Oh my
there.
Goodness! All right, fine. Is that how? What's the difficulty?
Same difficulty what I gave you there before.
Two purple.
And upgrade one of those purple to a red. Success.
Two successes with two threat.
Gotcha, you funny joking bastard. We love you. Yeah, cleanup crew will be out as soon as possible. Over and out.
All right.
Okay, so it sounds like they'll have somebody out there in 10 minutes.
Someone who is unarmed.
Yeah.
I think we just saved the universe from... A future warlord. With a name like that, he was eventually going to end up being a really evil guy.
Draco de Taro? Yeah, he may have been.
Draco de Taro.
Not as cool as Doopy was.
Well, it gives you about 5 minutes. It gives you the 5 minutes he needs to crack through the system.
Sam Jackson always has to die in every movie.
Oh, that's right. It was Sam Jackson.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
ultimate power!
Little CG'd short Samuel L. Jackson.
It's got...
With green foldy
like
skin.
A baby's body with a human adult's Sam Jackson's head on it.
They actually have done commercials where you see that. You guys have seen the ones where he's a little baby and they edit his face onto it.
No.
Wait, literally Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah, they've actually done that. I've seen Samuel Jackson's face on a tiny human body.
That's when you know you've made it.
It's for the MTV Music Awards
Fairly
or something
sure
a couple years
that.
Back.
Can I just say, I love D&D. I like this game mechanic even more.
It's pretty cool, right?
It's less about math and more about storytelling, which I enjoy.
That it's got, is the thing.
It's kind of got the yes or no, you made it or didn't. But
Yeah,
I like it.
I've been enjoying this, y'all. Yeah.
Okay, your computer check succeeds. Right. You managed to download a bunch of information, briefly summarizing that. But you, at the same time, you take some strain as you do this. Briefly summarizing the information you get, something along the lines of... you get these notes like very strange device and like not quite sure what it is, and then like they become kind of increasingly dark and cryptic, and then towards the end paranoid, even thoughts where he's like basically you don't get any really juicy data, like encrypting all of my data in a separate data pad, keeping all of my notes here. I think I've discovered what this is about. I don't feel safe in my own home anymore. Must get Lorik and the fat Mon Calamari back. And then, like, that's it. And then, like, separate notes are, like, in a separate data pad. And, like, I need to keep this artifact safe.
It reads like that, except the words motherfucker are just peppered throughout.
It's like, motherfucker's a comma.
Yeah.
Are you reading this and sharing it with us, or is it just you right now?
I would share it with everyone. And
this motherfucking data pad is motherfucking encrypted.
Would any of the dreams or visions he writes down about ring true for, like, the things I've been experiencing in the last year?
None of that really rings a bell with you.
I think it's time we tell you the details about this artifact and how we came to acquire it. I can't seem to remember them. Laura, could you please fill them in?
In character.
In character, they
everything is explained that happened in episode
and then
three.
At the end of them explaining it, I go, wait. So he tried to hockey shirt the Jedi out of the artifact? Oh, you organics, all the same.
Well, surely you'll never see that Jedi ever again.
Was there anything on the... Was there any security feed?
No, damn, no. There's no security feed you're able to pull off of that.
Okay.
So we don't know who has the item or who took it. I mean, we can guess.
The club is really our next lead.
That's it.
So you guys can head there. If anyone has any... The cabinet is still closed. But you probably guys only have a short period, like a few...
We need to get in that cabinet. So I'm going to go over there and slam it.
Oh, with the truncheon.
Truncheon.
You can say it. Try it again.
Truncheon. I don't like that word.
You slam it with the truncheon, and just like on the handle, you're just basically knocking it open. Wham! The doors, bang, bang, swing open, and toppling out, face forward, the dead body of Doopy.
No! Does the Wookiee see this?
Doopy!
Yeah, he's right. The Wookiee's right in the room. Eyes all glazed over. Dead Samuel L. Jackson. Just like slumped in the corner. And just when the doors are open, just like, you know, a mannequin without any support. Just topples, knees forward, back down. Stomach hits the ground, face into the ground. Wham! And you can see a vibro knife dug into the hilt, into his spine.
Whoa.
Just in there. Just, and then like a little bit of...
It's where his tiny hands couldn't reach, so clearly not an accident.
That's the worst image of him dying.
Doopy!
I have a feeling Doopy died with dignity.
Oh. The vibro knife is still in him?
Yeah.
Damn takes the vibro knife to analyze later.
Okay, so you just pull it out. Yeah, it's like in there, and then you just gotta...
I'm sorry about this. This is fucked up, y'all.
I'm going to throw him in your snack bag.
But, like, yeah, into the spinal column. Clearly, someone who knows what they're doing, like, this was like a stab in the back. Again, you can hear the...
I have no useful skills in this.
Could I see if there's anything else in there, or if he had tried to scrawl something in his fluids?
Yeah, you. There's nothing obvious inside of the...
If I look at the dagger, would lore apply at all?
Oh, yeah, right.
You're trying to derive meaningful information from the dagger?
Yes, does it trigger any, like...
Oh, this game uses the
Let's
knife.
Do a three purple. That's a little bit tough.
One success.
Great. Stabbed in the back. At the very least, that suggests to you that deception of some sort was involved. Someone pretending, you know, someone must have turned his back. And
a friend who became a foe, or a foe pretending to be a friend. Great.
Very possibly, yeah.
Stabbed in the back. Someone who's a dick did this.
Can I do an underworld check as far as being an assassin, if that's a signature, if I knew anybody who's...
On this planet who might be involved. Yeah, so MJ, you want to roll a underworld check? Go ahead.
Three threat and one success.
So the three threat is the sirens are getting louder and louder as these guys come in. You're like, no, I got this. I think and you're just holding and you're holding it and you're trying to rack your brain. What is it? The sirens are getting closer. These people are closing in on you, on the shop. And then you go, it's a very nondescript knife. There's nothing characteristic about it. In fact, incredibly nondescript. Mm-hmm. It's which is intriguing in itself. It's right. The kind of knife that
it's so
a
clean.
Professional would use. Yeah, this is the kind of thing that's
trying to look so mundane.
Right, exactly. Right. If this was a crime of passion, you know, you maybe just grab whatever knife is at hand and you get them.
A crime of passion with this character.
Joopy was a handsome, suave gentleman. Little chicken arms.
Oh, Samuel L. Jackson face, all green and
it
wrinkled.
Was jealousy.
This looks like it was planned. This was somebody, a professional killer. This was probably part some underworld group, somebody with connections to somebody set this out.
And someone really, really good.
It also seems like, it does seem like underworld to you, not imperial.
Great.
Based on this, Imperials wouldn't stab someone in the back and leave them in a locker.
Right.
They would, you know, just
murder.
Or they would just disappear them. They just disappear from their business in shackles.
That's
and they're
huge.
Never seen again.
And do I know anything about the position of the body for Shovium? Is that like a...
It looks like it was done after he was stabbed. Like, stabbed and then just shoved in the locker and...
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. You've got a success on it. So it looks to you, just from looking with the kind of scattered blaster file, the whole place has been ransacked. It looks like it was a quick job. Like, somebody wasn't taking... You know, they got in there, killed him.
It wasn't a message.
Yeah, and then just, you know, they weren't trying to hide their tracks. They were just trying to, like, get that body out of the way and let's get out of here.
Let's all whistle and walk, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys casually exit the building.
In different directions.
Yeah, and you're rounding the corner just as woo, 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 another, like, you know, security craft touches down, and just in time to hear someone in the distance go, "Oh, God, it's Draco, I think." Yes, you guys.
Oh, now we're going to have to clean that up, too. Oh, yeah. Don't do that. You're going to make me do it again.
Okay. Okay, so you guys are clear. What do you see your next move to be?
I need to bury Doopy. Viking funeral.
Yeah, I would like to contact someone in the underworld. Like, try to put my feelers out there for if anyone knows about this hit. Anyone knows this has been sanctioned? Like, do you have to go through proper channels to do this?
Go ahead and roll an underworld check. I'll just give you two purple on that. Just standard difficulty. Okay.
Oh!
There's a triumph in there.
Triumph and threat.
Let me help you out here, David.
Yeah, how does that work out?
I find out who did it, but they know I found out who did it. Game on.
I love it. Okay. So you're leaning up against the street corner. Guy's leaning on the other side of the street corner and going... MJ, didn't think I'd see you here.
You didn't.
Sunglasses.
Look,
sunglasses. Yeah. And the other one just comes down half.
Here's the word on the street is there have been a lot of people looking for something that guy had. And one person, they finally got a hold of it. A group of Rhodians, ruthless sons of bitches. They say they're going to move it out of here tonight. They're trying to get it out of the city. Word is they got a buyer. Big buyer, deep pockets, and we're talking setting these guys up for life. anybody who moves anything on this planet, they're moving it through one of the casinos. In this sector, I'm reckoning Lucky Day 2 is probably your place to go.
Is that French?
It's alien. D-E-T-O-O-A.
Trandoshan.
That's where I would check it if I were you, but I'd be quick about it. And I'd watch your back, because those Rodians, they'll do anything for their bounty.
Billy, you still live in the Dinar sector?
What'd you call me? I got no name around here, man. Look, just forget you ever talked to me. That's all I know, and I've said too much already.
Hey, you say hi to Wilma for me.
He goes, hey, no hard feelings, right?
We'll see.
We're all just trying to make a living out here, aren't we?
Some of us gotta keep living, and some of us gotta stop.
Boom! Oh. Of course, that guy takes that information that you're looking for these Rodians, sells it right back to the Rodians. Right.
Now, my backstory is that I was configured by a Rodian smuggler.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like I might have some intrinsic knowledge of who would be the Rodian smuggler, the main Rodian smugglers on this planet.
Father?
Possibly.
It's a good question. Rodian smugglers are, every Rodian's a smuggler at heart, right? So, yeah. Hard to say, but yeah, definitely. You feel in your circuits somewhere, maybe there's a thread here. You feel like this could be getting close to someone, this lost memory, the people who created you. There might be something out there for this.
Does that eat at you? Does that drive you nuts, or is it just like, oh, that's missing?
For sure. No, I think that's what drives my character. I don't know if I've explained this on the podcast, but my character's missing a memory chip. Someone's taken it out of him. We don't know what the memory is. We don't know what's going on. So, yes, it does eat at him, because he's like, he's a droid. He's like logical,
right,
McGee.
He wants everything.
But he's missing this one chip of a history.
Okay, so we end the session, guys, as you guys, Lucky Day 2, you recognize it, same place that Adara works?
Right.
Wait a second.
You guys approach that evening. Night has fallen over Ord Mantell. The jeweled cities, the huge towering structures covered with thousands of glittering lights are miles away from where you guys are. You're out on the edges, right? This is where there's big casinos there just designed to siphon credits off of the tourists. This is where the people go. People with the high stakes want to make the games. People in the know, this is where they go. And Lucky Day 2 is the biggest, most important one here. Word on the street, as you guys picked up, a lot of merchandise moves through here, mostly drugs. Deep in the drug trade is what they're known for. But anything that's hot comes in, goes out. You guys approach, coming up. Out in front, there's valet, little whatever adolescent, Gans or Rodians look like, pimply or whatever, are, you know, valeting people's, like, hover bikes and speeder bikes and things in. speeder cars and land speeders. You notice a particularly sweet couple swoops, like really like toned up like speeder bikes, things that would leave those speeder bikes in Empire Strikes Back in the dust, right? Are like out in front. Inside, big floor. People are hanging out to the music. Right now they're slow dancing it. They're feeling a beautiful, slow, heartfelt torch song drifting from the main stage. You guys come in through the atrium. There's Gamorrean, right? You know, the kind of piggish, orcish looking guards wearing tuxedos that they barely fit into while straining over their bulk, kind of like, you know, ponderously like patrolling the floor here and there. Outside of the center bit, there's a higher balcony above that. A second floor open to the dance floor, filled with fancy, high-toned betting tables. You can see people in their finest, like, evening wear playing sabacc and all the different chance cube games and everything like that. And in the center of this mess, on a big stage, stepping forward, spotlight hitting her beautiful blue sparkling dress, is Adara, who you just saw before. Leaning into
a huge scar.
Yeah, giant welts.
You can see, No, she's got her dress big poof hanging off of that shoulder, hiding where that wound is. You can see maybe she flinches a little bit as she comes in and she's belting out whatever the Star Wars equivalent of stormy weather is. Yeah, or blue velvet, something like that. Ladies and gentlemen, says the Twi'lek, MC, Adara Organa. Thank you for listening, everybody. Tune in again next week for the next episode. Until then, may the Force be with you.